Ain't gonna happen. News organizations not going to pay for the blue checkmark. Meanwhile, the Tesla semi-truck is being recalled. We'll tell you why that's going on. A new survey of what Americans think about a TikTok ban. We'll share that. And more about banning technology comes to us from Italy. Hey, just in case you were wondering how the top 1% live, we have a story. Earlier today, the latest news about inflation came out and the stock market had a field day. We do have the Wall Street Report and the big video game conference. Ain't gonna happen. For the interview, it's Charlie Wishman from the Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO, in to talk about child labor and safety. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're spending time with us learning about some of the top business news stories of the day. Want to follow us on Twitter? Yeah, we're still there. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Speaking of Twitter, Elon Musk, who's been attempting for some time to cash flow his $44 billion purchase of Twitter, is demanding $1,000 a month for news organizations to keep their blue verified checkmark, and journalists affiliated with each outlet will be charged $50 a month. Trouble is, nobody is interested. CNN is reporting that a blue checkmark placed next to the name of an account has indicated that the social media company has confirmed the identity of the person or business operating it. The feature has been helpful to Twitter's entire community, giving the public an easy way of distinguishing between authentic and inauthentic users. Well, now, all of that is up in the air, and should the blue check disappear, it would open up concerns that bad actors would jump into those names or create similar names to spread false information. Meanwhile, Musk says those verified accounts will lose their checkmark beginning in a few hours. Some concerning news for Tesla. The much-ballyhooed Tesla semi-truck is being recalled because of faulty brakes. CNN is reporting that Tesla has issued a recall for 35 of its new electric semi-trucks because the parking brake might not engage when applied by the driver. The danger caused by a valve module that could leak air is that the truck could roll away if the driver parks the truck or takes their foot off the brake, believing that the parking brake is activated. There have been numerous reports of Tesla semi-trucks apparently breaking down on the road. Tesla has also faced a number of other recalls, some of which could be fixed by a simple over-the-air software update, but others that would require mechanical work at a service center. Well, there's a new survey out by the Pew Research Center that shows nearly half of Americans want a ban on TikTok, while 22% are opposed and more than 25% just aren't sure. The survey results collected in the days before and after TikTok CEO Zhao Chu testified before Congress back on March 23 highlighted the company's challenges in persuading the public that TikTok does not pose a national security risk. But it also underscores that a significant portion of the country, like 28% of Americans, remain uncertain about a ban on TikTok, suggesting they don't have enough news on that matter. In other words, who knows? In other technology news, the folks in Italy are not waffling over a ban on artificial intelligence. CNN is reporting that regulators there issued a temporary ban on ChatGPT, effective immediately due to privacy concerns and said they had opened an investigation in how OpenAI, that's the U.S. company behind the popular chatbot, uses data. Italy's data protection agency said users lacked information about the collection of their data and that a breach at ChatGPT had been reported on March 20. Quote, there appears to be no legal basis underpinning the massive collection and processing of personal data in order to train the algorithms on which the platform relies, end quote. That, according to the Italian agency. The Italian regulator also expressed concerns over the lack of age verification for ChatGPT users. It argued that this exposes children to receiving responses that are absolutely inappropriate to their age and awareness. The platform is supposed to be for users older than 13. Hey, just in case you're interested in how the top 1% live, we got a short story for you. But first, a bit of recent history. You might recall that back on February 3rd, we know it seems like forever ago, on February 3rd, a Norfolk Southern train derailed and spilled toxic chemicals into the town of East Palestine, Ohio. People there have raised health concerns. The federal government is involved. Folks are afraid to go back home. It is a mess. But that mess didn't stand in the way of Alan Shaw, the CEO of Norfolk Southern, to get a tidy raise of more than double what he received in 2021. So how much? $9.8 million for 2022. Shaw got only slightly more in his 8 months in the top job than his predecessor, James Squires, got in the first 4 months of last year when he was still CEO. Squires' compensation for the year came to $9.6 million. The combined pay for the two executives is equal to 70% of the $27.8 million that Norfolk Southern has committed so far to compensate the communities and its residents affected by the derailment. Early on Friday, the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis reported that the Personal Consumption Index, or PCI, think inflation, gained 0.3% in February, trimming the year-over-year rate to 5% from 5.3% this past January. The price index was up 0.6% month over month in January. Experts had predicted the PCI would hit 0.4% in February, but that was not the case. As a result of this data, Wall Street celebrated. The markets were wild on Friday, with the Dow gaining a whopping 415 points to close the day and the week at 33,274. The NASDAQ picked up 208 points to close at 12,221, and the S&P 500 gained 58 points to finish at 4,109. For the month, the Dow gained 1.9%, while the NASDAQ picked up 1.7%, and the S&P 500 gained 1.4% for the month of March. Happy April, everybody. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with a massive video game conference that ain't gonna happen. The highly anticipated video gaming conference E3 has been canceled, said organizers Entertainment Software Association and events company ReadPop. The annual expo, which was due to be held in Los Angeles in June after a few years of pandemic-related cancellations, is nicknamed Video Game Christmas. Why? Because of its popularity, according to The Guardian. And it's where many of the industry's big players make their reveals. The Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Wii U have all been announced there. While the gaming space has moved toward more virtual events since COVID, the announcement leaves the game industry without a dominant focal point for marketing new titles. The last E3 conference held in 2019 had about 66,000 attendees. All right, stay with us and click ahead for a conversation about some bills working their way through the Iowa legislature that will impact child labor law. My guest is Charlie Wishman from the Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO. And thanks for listening.